Please stand if you can. Jeremiah chapter number 33. Jeremiah chapter 33 in this Advent series. Adventus, the arrival. We celebrate that Jesus has come. We anticipate that Jesus is coming. How many of you know Jesus is coming back?
Amen.
Amen. I just want to be the one that's on the ready side. I don't want to be the one that's talking about where I wasn't ready, Jesus. Hold on a second. I want to be ready. Amen. Ready when Jesus comes.
Amen.
Jeremiah prophesying in the midst of Judah's occupation. Verse 14, he says, "Behold," that means look, "behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time," would you say "those days"?
Those days.
Say "at that time."
"At that time."
"In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah shall be or will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness." I want to use as a title this morning, for this morning's message, refine the time. Refine. Everybody say refine.
Refine.
Refine the time. Remain standing as we pray. Father, we give you thanks, God of Jesus Christ, Lord of heaven and earth. We thank you that we are called together in the name of Jesus as the Church of Jesus Christ. You have anointed us to be representatives of God in the earth. We are the body of Christ. Speak to us through us this morning. Anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to see, and our hearts to receive and believe what the Spirit of God says to the church. I speak as an oracle of God. I minister with the ability that you give, that you in all things might be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated in the house. I'm saying again, the title this morning is Refine the Time. Refine the Time. Many of us get confused in the spring and in the fall with daylight savings time. We don't know whether to spring back, fall forward, or fall back, or spring forward. And for the first week after the change, we seem to be confused. Our bodies are all discombobulated. We don't know if it's time to wake up or time to go to sleep. We feel tired. We feel extra tired in the fall. And all because there was a simple change of time. 1 hour confuses the body extremely. Those that work at night in the fall is good because you lose an hour. You don't work the full 8, you work 7. But that thing catches up to you in the spring. You stuck working 11 and 9 instead of 8. Refining the time in this context means to simply adjust to time. Everybody say adjust.
Yes.
See, the word refine means, in all of its particularities, to adjust or to make something more accurate. Sometimes when you're refining something, I'm not talking about refining like fire, I'm talking about making things something more specific. Sometimes you have to make adjustments with time. We took a flight from DFW to London, Heathrow International, a couple of years ago. And they told us that the flight was going to be 10 hours. So we took off and about 11 p.m., but we landed at 3 p.m. That didn't make sense to the mind. It said 10 hours flight, but we wound up being 18 hours different. That didn't make sense to the mind. So when we landed, we had to actually readjust the mind. We had to readjust the thinking, readjust the body to the true time. But when we got on the plane at Heathrow and flew back to DFW, they told us it was going to be the same nonstop 10-hour flight. We took off, and we got there in 2 hours. It didn't make sense to the mind. We only lost 2 hours. We didn't make sense. It didn't make sense to the mind. It didn't make sense to the body. How did I stay in the air for 10 hours and it's only 2 hours later? Well, I want to tell you that's naturally speaking. And then many of us, you travel from the East Coast to the West Coast, or you travel from here to the East Coast, and you have, it took you 3 days to get your mind back right because you were on that East Coast time. And then some of you who went to the West Coast, you it took you 4 days to get straight because you can't figure out how folks still sleep. Can I tell you something? When you're on the West Coast, you can't operate on East Coast time. Come on, somebody. When you're on the East Coast, you can't function on West Coast time. Either you're going to be too late or you're going to be too early. You've got to refine, that is, adjust to the times in which we live. Spiritually speaking, many of us are behind the times. We are living in another time zone. We're living in another place. We're living in another adjustment. Refinement of time means to adjust to the new time period. The quicker you make up your mind to adjust to a new time zone, the quicker you will get yourself and your life together and stop being late or being too early. See, there's an old saying that says, times, they are a-changing. Anybody heard that before? You heard, times, they are a-changing. Can I tell you something? Seasons change. I would have fainted in July if it had not been for my expectation of October. Life can't be this difficult, this hot. 100 degrees at night does not compute with me. But my mind has to adjust to the sense that, Fred, this is not going to last forever. You are going to adjust to this now, but know that a season is coming. Times are changing. Let me tell you something. Some of you are in rough seasons right now. You are in rough times. You are going through hell right now. But can I encourage you that your season is changing? Can I encourage you that this won't last forever? See, when we ride roller coasters, we go up and down with the times. Up and down with seasons. And we ride and we go. Can I tell you something? That there is one that is consistent. There is one that does not change with the seasons. You may be going through a different season, but God stays the same. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The God who created the universe, the God who set the stars into place, God is the same. So your seasons and your times, and that's what I want everybody to understand, that even though times are changing and seasons are changing, God does not change. I like what the psalmist says. God is our refuge and strength. Yeah. I want you to catch this. A very present help.
Yeah.
Everybody say present.
Present.
See, present means that God is right there. So I don't care what time of day it is. You may be in your midnight hour, but God is still present. You may be in another season of life, but God is still, everybody say present. Jeremiah, in his background, we talked about this before, but in his preaching, he was preaching to an occupied Judah. They were in a tough time. a tough season. And you know that Jeremiah's ministry was, in because of his message, he was being persecuted, he was being castigated, and in this period of time, he was dealing with tough things, idolatry and greedy priests and those who were false prophets. But in this 33rd chapter, watch this now, Jeremiah offers a word of encouragement to the faithful, and he encourages the people. I want those theologians to catch this. He encourages the people he's preaching to. He says, I need y'all to adjust to the times. I need you to refine the time that you're in. What does that mean, Pastor? See, it seems like Jeremiah, when he says, I want you to know that the days are coming, it seems like he's talking about the future. But you know what Jeremiah is doing? He's talking about today. See, when you get a future prediction, you better understand that that is not just for tomorrow, it's also for today. We spend a lot of time talking about tomorrow. I'm gonna help me too this morning. We spend a lot of time talking about the future. What we gonna do? What's gonna happen? We spend a lot of time and we focus a lot of our energy talking about how we gonna do something. I told you I had a relative. They're always getting ready to go do something. I'm going to save me some money in 2019. I'm going to lose me some weight in 2019. I'm going to be delivered. I'm going to be set free. I'm going to get that promotion. I'm going to have success. But if we focus so much on tomorrow, we miss out on today. A famous person once said that the future does not start tomorrow. The future starts today. So Jeremiah is saying, yeah, even though God is telling us that the days are coming, we've got to realize that if we focus so much on the future, we're going to miss out on today. His main opponents, we're talking about the day we come into Jerusalem, we're going to worship God. When we get back to Jerusalem in those days, we're going to get back to that place where we can really praise God. You know, Jeremiah said, hey, I know you're talking about going back to Jerusalem, but you better get to the place where you refine time. You better adjust to your circumstances right now and realize you got to start praising God right now. You cannot wait till your good day comes to praise God. Come on, somebody can testify in here. It was not when you broke out that you started praising God. It was when you were in the fire that you praised God. Paul and them didn't wait till early morning to praise. They said in the midnight hour, they sung praises to God. It's when you learn how to praise in your pain that you realize that that's when God begins to show up and open doors that cannot be opened. I can't wait, Jeremiah says, until I get to Jerusalem. I've got to learn how to praise God right now. Jeremiah said, don't wait for the proper time. Worship God where you are. Don't wait till the battle is over. Shout right now. Somebody in here needs to be saying, I'm going through hell, Pastor. Glory to God. A mess in my life right now, and I'm not gonna wait till it gets to be a brighter day. I'm gonna make me a brighter day. I'm changing and refining the time. Today is my day of salvation. I'm praising God right now. Boy, when you change that attitude, all of a sudden the hot days of July still become praising times. The glorious days of August still praising time. I'm gonna praise God even in the midnight hour. Why? Because this is my time to praise God. I'm gonna tell you something. Church, whatever time you're in, can I help you this morning? Whatever time you're in, make up your mind to refine it. To make it a time of praise. Well, Pastor, you just don't know what I'm going through. No, I may not know what you're going through, but I know who you went going through with you.
Yes, yes.
I may not know about your season that you're going through, but I know who's in your season with you. And I don't care what season you're in, you got to learn how to give God some praise right now. Somebody say right now. Whatever season you're in. Jeremiah in the book of Lamentations says morning by morning. Yes. new mercies. I see. See, you thought the writer of Great Is Thy Faithfulness, Satan, that came from Jeremiah's writing. In the midst of a storm, he says, "Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning." You know why he said that? Because thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. I don't care what I'm feeling and what season I'm in. I know that God is on my side, and I'm going to give him some praise this morning. So he says, morning by morning, new mercies. I see all I've needed. Thy hand has provided. See, that was in my past. See, if I can look back, I'm talking about adjusting the time. I look back in my past times, and I see God was faithful. Oh, glory. God was faithful when I didn't have no money to go to school. I still got that degree. When I didn't have no money to help my kids go to school, they still got enrolled. When the people at the car dealership told me, "Ha ha, you got to be kidding. I'm still driving." When the people at the bank told me, "You can't get a house today," I'm still living in a house. When you see, at some point you start adding that all up and you say, "You know what? God has been faithful." And if he was faithful then, that psalmist said, songwriter says, "Thou changest not. Thy compassions fail not." So if he was faithful then, my God, he's going to be faithful right now. Songwriter says, summer and winter, springtime. Come on, y'all know this song. Springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Can I catch you with that next line? He says, pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to God. Now here's a shout right here. Strength for today.
Yes, sir.
See, I don't need to worry about tomorrow. Just give me strength for today. See, so many of us focus on tomorrow. Jesus said, "Would you leave tomorrow alone? You have enough issues to deal with today. Strength for today. Give me today my daily bread. I don't want to worry about tomorrow. I know that you're coming through today. Strength for today." There are times when we want to have faith for the future. That's faith in the wrong place. I wish I had a little more time this morning. But when you have faith in the future, you don't have faith. Somebody don't understand that. Well, let me help you with that. See, faith is right now. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I got to have faith today. To ask me how I'm feeling, today is my day of salvation. What are you looking for God to do? Today to come through for me. I'm not looking for God in faith tomorrow. I'm hoping for tomorrow. That is, I'm anticipating God. That's why the songwriter says, strength for today and a bright hope for tomorrow. Can you get your expectation up for tomorrow? But right now, you better have some, everybody say faith.
Faith.
Faith for today. Great is thy, come on somebody, faithfulness. Let me give you 3 points and I'm closing. 3 points, refine the time. Again, that word refine means to make adjustments to respond to your current situation. I cannot live on East Coast time. I would be early and wondering where y'all at. You miss your favorite programs if you listen to Eastern Standard Time. You better go on and get on Central Time. And if you out there in the Pacific, you're going to definitely be a whole lot too early. But when it comes down to God's timing, I've got to do several things. Number one, I've got to establish in my heart that days are coming. Say, days are coming. Days are coming. Jeremiah says, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise that I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. What I just told you, you've got to know that even though the days are coming, that's where your hope is. You got to have faith for today. You've got to stay in faith today. Now faith is. The second point, you've got to establish that the days have time. The days have time. Watch this. In those days and at that time. Everybody say that time. Yes. See, again, you've got to be on time. You cannot expect God to do what God said he was going to do on your time. I know that's hard to hear right there, because see, we have our own time and our own schedule. Well, see, I'm going to graduate from high school at 18, and I'm gonna graduate from college at 21, and then I'm gonna get my master's. I'm gonna do that 2 years master's program and finish that at 23. And by that time, I will already have identified who I'm gonna marry, so I'm gonna get married at 24. And we're gonna have our first baby at 25. And then I'll be fully in my career at 30. And by the time I get to 50, I'm gonna be ready to retire. That's your time. That's your time. Because you, if you live halfway long enough, you already know that that schedule is going to be messed up as soon as you put it together. Because you might graduate on time, but you know that mate that you're looking for, that joker going to be looking for you a long time. And then the thing about it is, because you're on a time schedule, I don't know who this is for this morning, because you're on a time schedule, you're going to pick the first one that can't come along. That's so again. So again, right now, what's y'all? I only have so many years to have children, but you better make sure you're on God's time. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah! Watch this. I'm talking about time. Amen. Where doors, there's only a certain time in your life where doors are open. There are only certain times in your life where opportunities exist. I speak to people on a regular basis that think that they have all the time in the world. And you do not have all the time in the world. There are only certain times in your life where opportunities and doors are open. There are only certain times in your life where special events can take place. And I'm going to encourage you to, even though the days are coming, to establish that you have a certain time. There is appointed once. Everybody know that verse? Yeah. Once for men and women to be born and for men and women to die. Between that time is your opportunity. Don't be that person that said, I wish, I should have. I wish I. Don't be that person. Make and take full advantage of your time. Lastly, establish in your heart that the days have seasons. Establish in your heart that the days have seasons. There is a definite time within definite seasons where the promise is. This church only has so much time. This church only has so many seasons. Where a season of revival, when a season of revival hits, we must be ready to ride that wave. When a season of God's presence and glory hits, we must be ready to ride that wave. I'm going to bring it down more personal. When your season hits, you better be ready to ride with your season. See, now let me encourage you, and I'm closing with this. Some of us are getting frustrated. You know, frustration is a bad thing, because that means that you have been working hard. You have been grinding. You've been praying and fasting. You've been tithing and giving, and you just don't feel like nothing's coming through. You've been there before? Anybody been there before? I'm not the only one that's been there in that kind of a situation where you are to the place to where you are ready to, you know, throw in the towel. You're ready to give this thing up because you are tired, sick and tired of all this work you got to do. Sick and tired of fussing and fighting with folk. Sick and tired of dealing with this and dealing with that. You know what the encouragement says? Don't be weary. Anybody read the Bible this morning? Don't be weary in well doing, for in due season. See, in your season, if you keep planting during planting time, if you keep watering during watering time, somebody say in due season, due season. See, in due season, you shall reap if you do not quit. So I encourage you this morning, don't get too tired. Amen. You might need to take 5-10 minutes, and you've been plowing, and sit up. My uncle used to be plowing out there, and boy, he gets so tired, he plowed behind a mule. Even though he had tractors, he had a little spot that he used to like to go work on his own. And he'd get that behind that mule, and he'd get to working on that mule. He'd have his suspenders on, no shirt, be out there sweating, looking tired, and I'm sitting on a tree wondering, Lord have mercy. That's a whole lot of work. Because, see, I was too small at the time to get behind that mule. But he would be working that mule, working that mule, working that mule. And later on, during the middle of the summer, all of a sudden, those tomatoes would start showing up. And here go my grandmother. Brad, come on here and help me pick these peas and these beans. Lord have mercy, that's more work. I'm weary. I'm tired. I only did one row, Grandma, but I'm tired already. Well, we ain't finished yet. We got to go inside and shuck these peas and shuck these beans and shuck this corn and peel these potatoes. Oh, my God, this is tiring. I'm tired. But, boy, when the season of eating came. At some point, all that work is going to pay off. You will reap your reward in due season in Jesus' name. Put your hands together and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Say due season. Say due season. Come on, music, y'all, come back. Due season. Come on, say it out loud. Due season. Due season. God, I'm keeping God. You got to talk to God now. Say, Lord, I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep fasting. I'm going to keep giving because due season is coming. I'm not quitting. Due season is coming. At the right time, your time is coming. Just don't be weary. He says you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, whose leaves shall not wither, but shall bring forth its fruit in season.